So, welcome to Vectis Radio. We're still here at the Isle of Wight Festival, and we had the pleasure of just watching Level 42 play on the main stage. And we are sat here, me and Louise, with Mark King.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just for a little chat. How's that going? So, how was the set? Did you love it?
Well, yeah, I wrote it. I mean, why am I not going to love that?
Yeah.
I did love it. I loved playing. You know, the audience were absolutely fantastic. I mean, a wonderful sea of people. You know, and I couldn't resist saying, you know, put your hands up if you're from the Isle of Wight. And a sea of hands went up, which was really, really lovely, because you know that, well, you know, these are my people.
Yes, yeah. Yes, definitely. And obviously the fact that you were playing on the island, you know, when was your last gig on the Isle of Wight?
My last gig on the Isle of Wight was probably 2015 at Bestival.
Wow.
Up at Robin Hill, which was also lovely, you know, enjoyed that immensely. But, you know, the Isle of Wight Festival is there's such a kudos to the name that it's something that I think any band would really want to be able to tick off their bucket list of saying that, yeah, we played the Isle of Wight Festival. And, you know, and not only that, it went down a storm. You know, it was so, I thought we were received so well. I found it quite hard singing the first two songs because I was quite emotional.
Oh, and it's not a bad thing.
Oh, it's not a bad thing at all. Well, it is for the notes.
But, yeah.
but in terms of feeling that connected with everybody, it was just fantastic.
Well, the fact that you can play bass as well as you do and sing. Me, myself, as a bass player, I can't do both.
Of course you can.
So just to watch the way you play. I won't lie, even as a kid, you inspired me with playing bass, and it made me want to play bass even more.
You know the secret.
I've been playing since I'm 15 now.
And you're playing tonight, I believe, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
The secret to it is actually don't sort of focus on one or the other. Learn it all, you know. Do your rehearsals, do your practice, do your homework, as we call it in the band, and then just get on stage and do it. And then it all falls into place, and it's you know, it's good. And it's, I've been doing it now for 46 years. I think the band's been running, which is a good old innings, you know. And it stands to reason that after you've been doing it that long, it's kind of second nature to be able to do it. And like I said, just my tip to anybody listening who thinks, oh, I can't sing and play at the same time. You can. Just make sure you know the words, make sure you know what your notes you're supposed to play, and then just don't really overthink it. Just do it, and it happens.
It's 45 years since your debut album, isn't it? Level 42.
Well, that was 1980, so that
would be... Oh, so nearly 46.
46 years, yeah.
And going out on tour, really, is it a celebration of that start point, this one?
Well, we're not, we toured last year. We did the 40th anniversary tour for our World Machine album, which was quite a breakthrough record for us. When I say breakthrough, just in terms of, like, you know, getting some... getting noticed in America and Japan and that sort of thing, you know, because we'd had forays into those countries, but we needed to somehow develop where the band was going. And we had a 5-year contract with our record label, Polydor, and that was just coming to the end. We began 1980, signed the deal with them. 1985 was coming to the end. And we, you know, as a band, we sat down and said, you know, we really need to sort of come up with bigger hits that are going to cross over, and we made a conscious effort to try and write them, and fortunately it worked out, and we wrote Something About You and Leaving Me Now, which was a ballad, and they both did really well in the States for us, and then we had Lessons in Love, and then Running in the Family, and To Be With You Again, and It's Over, and all of these things. And once they've got a bit of momentum there, the thing kind of snowballs. And there it is.
Well, being from when I was three, I came to the island, and I actually went to school with one of your nieces.
Oh, did you?
And Anna Stapleton.
Anna Stapleton. She was here this afternoon.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in years. But I think there's a lot of islanders that have grown up with your music and then pass it on down, and so they're probably in the crowd there's all different ages, isn't there?
Yeah,
that's just why there's that energy.
There is. And do you know what, that is the lovely thing about playing festivals, is because it's actually a very unpartisan crowd, you know, that we've done it so often that we know that the audience aren't there to see us. Some of them may be, but the large majority won't be there to see you. So if your band's good, if you're on your case, you know, and you're tight and you're lucky enough to have a few hits to be able to call on, you can start banging it out. And it's amazing how you pick up new fans along the way, because people say, do you know what, I really enjoyed that. And then next time we go out on our own tour, I've seen it, and we sell more tickets and then more tickets and more tickets. And we toured, the last tour we did was October, November last year, 2025, and it was the 40th anniversary of World Machine, which is what I was saying earlier. And we did 38 shows in the UK, and they all sold out.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing. And it's because of things like the festival, where you get these people that come along, and someone's waving to us.
Yeah, yeah. It's time for us to wrap up. So, it's so lovely talking to you.
Just a very quick question. Obviously, as a songwriter yourself, you know, what advice would you give out there to anyone that was new to songwriting?
Listen to everything. Right, listen to everything. I always think that I was really lucky that you know, starting a musician on the Isle of Wight, and at the time I did, I mean, I'm 67 years old now, and I was playing in a band called Pseudo Foot at the age of 11. And so I was playing like three nights a week at the age of 11. And of course we were playing all cover songs, and a lot of musicians would sort of get precious about that and think, you know, I don't want to be playing other people's songs. But there's actually a great learning curve in there, because what you're doing is you're playing the hits of the time,
yeah,
and they start to sort of actually form a line where you think, I know, well, that's a hit, and you'll hear something that's not a hit that you don't play, and you think, I know, I see why that's not a hit now. And so there are certain things, there are boxes you can tick that think, yeah, that's what it's
that
like.
Works.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
And you know, and music changes all the time. That's the mm-hmm. beautiful thing about music. And there's something for everybody too. So you don't just have to like one style of music. You can like all kinds of music. And when I was younger, I was very sort of quite blinkered, and I was very much into jazz fusion and that kind of thing. But the older I've got, the more the blinkers have come off, and I start listening to everything and take it on its own merits.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me and Louise today. It's
absolute
fantastic.
Absolute pleasure.
Little radio station on the Isle of Wight, and you've been around the world and done so much and done some really great music.
From the Isle of Wight, though.
You are. It is. And it's so great to chat to you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Hey,
cheers. Have a great festival.
Knock 'em dead, sir.
Oh, thank you, too.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank
cheers.
You. Wow, Mike.